This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Over the weekend, a verbal war broke out on Twitter. It began with Planned Parenthood wishing itself a happy 97th birthday last week. The excitement broke loose when the American Life League twittered back, acknowledging that celebration and adding, "But the 6.3 million babies aborted in its facilities won't even have one birthday." The first case of a child smuggled into the UK for the purpose of harvesting organs has been uncovered. An article in London's Daily Telegraph says child protection charities warned that the case is not likely an isolated one, as traffickers likely smuggled a group of children into the country. A San Francisco Bay Area Catholic university is dropping coverage for elective abortion in its insurance coverage for staff and faculty. One pro-abortion activist on campus attacked the move by saying, "The promise of openness, diversity, and inclusiveness now ring hollow." Santa Clara University's decision falls on the heels of similar actions taken by another Jesuit school in Los Angeles, Loyola Marymount. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Pro-life advocates are urging attendance at the March for Life in Washington, D.C., 3 months from this week, on January 22nd. Conferences and dinners will provide opportunities for networking, and there's lots of encouragement for your own pro-life efforts. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.